they believe that they are because they don't know what they don't know, really. Yeah. And they don't, one student, I said, do you use Twitter? And they all put up their hands, and they all had about sort of 12 followers or something, you know, and they thought that they
Mom
were
and
great.
Dad and, yeah, yeah.
And so they felt that they were great Twitter users or great digital natives because they're better than their parents are. But it, but when it comes to using it in business or academic life, that's a big learning curve, and that's what we're doing.
Can we stay with April and segue here.
Yeah, I ask the group of 22 new media journalists, the students that, you know, have any of you blocked? None.
None, exactly.
So it's okay, blogs are anyway kind of, you know, you can think that they may be dying because of tweeting and everything, but they haven't even tried that. So it's an illusion that they're using it.
But they think they are because they don't know what they don't know, you know, the same thing really. Yeah.
And continuing right along with Avril, who's also been doing some interesting work.
Well, I'm working on three things at the moment. One, I've been working with Tom on an immobile learning exercise, which we brought into a module halfway through, and sort of latched on to Tom's existing project where he was working with lecturers in different countries. One was England, one was Germany, Spain, Portugal, isn't it? Or two in Germany, anyway. We decided what we wanted to do is get the students in the UK and also at Unitech, students were there, is all of them were doing different projects using really a mobile learning devices and usually phones. So the whole idea was to get them into linking with all these different groups. And I came into it on the back of my Globcom one, which I'm still working on. And we got it, even though the Unitech students, for example, were setting up blogs on their architecture practices, my students were PR students, and we got them to do a YouTube of themselves. Then we got them to set up an everywhere poll on Twitter so that the students abroad would answer questions about the Rugby World Cup. It was this whole idea of trying to build knowledge assets. And then we got them to try and use Prezi and use hashtags, RTs, and develop followers. The whole idea was developing the concept of a community of practice, which they now have. And it was great because they set all this up, but the problems were, of course, that the other countries didn't respond because their academic year is different. So there's only a 2-week
window
to do it in. And by that time, my students are getting really frustrated, and now they're doing exams, so, you know, they have moved on. But I found it was really important to give them the outcomes of what we expected, but I couldn't really give them the outcomes at the beginning because I wasn't sure myself, you know. So I know now. So there's all that. But Tom came to class, and one of the students there said he did tweeting now. He'd never done it really before, even though he had said to me in class, yes, I tweet. They all learnt to do that. But, you know, it was a bit difficult without them having real interaction with other countries. But I think what we need to build into these is an authentic experience. I think they felt this was just an exercise that I'd drummed up, which was true, you know. But I think if it's an authentic experience, they're much more engaged. So that's another aspect to build into the social media module, to have more of that. And also, with a community of practice developing, you need more time to nurture it and create it and develop it more. And also you need other countries to participate. But that's what I'm doing next year, again, in my global communications project with 11 countries, which is going to be held in Abu Dhabi, so I'll be looking for some contestable funding to go there this year again. We often go to Abu Dhabi to present. That's to the face-to-face conference. But we'll have 12 universities involved in multinational teams participating. So I really want to build that in more as a community of practice exercise. But with that, it's also getting all the other lecturers involved, and, you know, enthusing them, inspiring them, or dragging them or something into the project, along with getting all the students. Perhaps we can do more of it on Twitter this year, which might be a really good idea. We'll have to talk to you about that.
Yeah, I'll get Thomas to follow on in a second,
and
because I'd like
to.
And the
last thing is that in one teaching class I did, I used Twitter. So I said to them, I'm going to do a lecture. And the whole thing is, it's the end of the year, so I didn't prepare it as much as I would, but this is an experiment which I explained to them. And I said, I'm going to do I did a talk on persuasion, methods of persuasion. I got all the students and said, you all have to tweet, and you all have to, they gave them a hashtag to follow, which was persuasion theory, and they had to tweet to that.